Today we have the GM worship team, stands for Generation Ministries, our high school and young adult ministry here at Abbott Loop. That's them up there, led by Christina Leon. Let's all stand and pray and dedicate this time and this day and this whole week to God. And then Christina and the team will come lead us to worship Almighty God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we come to you now in prayer. We thank you that we can speak to you and you hear us, along with all your people all around this globe today, on this Lord's Day. All of us calling on you for your help and your blessing, and we know you want to do it all for all those many millions of believers and churches all around the world, and that includes us. We ask you to move here today in this place and this time with these people by your Holy Spirit. Bless this worship team. Bless the speaker who's coming later today. Let the whole thing edify every person here and glorify you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
excited about worship this morning. Are you guys excited to worship God this morning? We've been talking a lot about unity in the last few weeks, and there's two things I think that make us unified, that unite people. And one is with purpose. We're all here with the same purpose, to glorify God, to talk about how great He is. And the second thing is proximity. And I think we're kind of spread out here. And one thing that I want to do and that I love to do during worship is get really close to my brothers and sisters. So I just want to encourage all of you to just do something a little bit different this morning. And you don't ever have to do it again, but just for my sake this morning, if you guys want to come down and worship us together, all of us together in the front, old and young, everybody. So just right now, come down to the front and just let's worship together.
Your face with all of my given a sacrifice. See him there, all in the name of love, broken yet glorious, all for the sake.
So when you call, I want.
survive to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. There is no one else for me. None but Jesus. Crucified to set. There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. There is no I'm free.
just fix your eyes on Jesus right now.
We've been singing to you about what you did for us on the cross, the most wonderful thing that ever happened. So we just want to stop again and say thank you for dying for us on the cross, for taking our sin on yourself, for paying the full penalty for our sin, and instead forgiving us and giving us eternal life and relationship with you. We thank you for that most important thing of all. And we thank you that we heard about it, that somehow the good news got to us, that we heard this good news about what you did for us on the cross so long ago. We thank you and worship you, just that we're Christians and that we know you. Help us to take this message and praise you every day and share this message with the world, with our world, so they can know the good news as well and come and join us in worshiping you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, GM Worship Team. Thanks, all of you, for joining us down here in worship this morning. Thanks for being at Abbott Loop Church today. Part of our worship on Sunday morning is giving to the Lord. Isn't God great? He never changes. You have a good week, he's the same. You have a bad week, he's the same. You have new leaders, he's the same. This is a year of new leaders. November 4th, a new president. November 5th, God is the same. Someone said God seeks no re-election. Anybody else glad about that? I am. He's always on the throne. Only one throne, only one person on that throne forever, and that's him. Maybe a new governor, who knows? Maybe a new vice president used to be our governor, who knows? Wow. Maybe she's like Esther in a place of authority for such a time as this. We'll pray for her today. She's our sister in Christ, by the way. Whatever happens, God let her be a witness. Whatever happens in this church, senior pastors come and go, new leaders, that's fine. God's always our ultimate senior pastor, you know that? The Bible says he's the great shepherd, the chief shepherd of the sheep. He's always the pastor of all the pastors. He's the president of all the presidents. He's the king of kings. So we're going to give to him now because he never changes, because he's always good and he's always love and he's always worthy. So here's how we do it. We're going to sing one more song. These baskets are across the front here for you to come and give and worship to our king, our pastor, our leader who never changes. Let's all stand again. And as the music begins, come and sing and give to him one more time. God bless you. Amen. Say hello to somebody.
Good. God is good. God is good. You guys want to do one song before we go? Yeah? Let's do one quick worship song before we head out. Does that sound okay? You got one?
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. Praise God.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that were nailed to the tree. As grace flows down and covers me. Sound, yeah. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that were nailed to the tree. His grace flows down and covers me. It covers me. Covers me. It covers me. It covers me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Love you today. Be blessed going out. Amen. We'll see you next week. God bless.